Well, Mr. Brady, we have new numbers, which some are touting as great things for the economy, but when you look a little deeper, it looks a little scarier.
Well, we're all looking for encouraging economic news, but last quarter's 5.7% spike probably isn't it, because what it told us is businesses really drew down their inventories much deeper than we thought. They had to put something on the shelf. It didn't give us an indication that they're willing to bring back the workers that they fired or to hire new ones, which is really what we want. That last quarter was probably the best economic news we'll see for another year, that it's going to be returned to very sluggish numbers for the rest of the year. That's not very encouraging. Truth of the matter is businesses still are reluctant to hire, bring back new workers. When they see Congress forcing higher, health care costs, higher energy prices, more regulations, more mandates, they don't want to be punished.
During the State of the Union address, the president talked about how when he puts his new budget forward this week, he was going to have a spending freeze and he was going to cut spending. But when you look at his actual plans, they don't look like big slashes.
No, the new budget looks like the president's proposing to cut $20 billion. Which in our $3.5 trillion budget is equivalent of taking a thimbleful of water out of a swimming pool. It's just too small, won't have an impact. We've got to get serious about it. I think a cross-the-board spending cap, a sunset law, reforming earmarks, and really getting serious about shrinking this government down to the right size that can live within its means, and not just balancing the budget without tax increases, but paying down that deficit. And right now, the president's new budget envisions trillion-dollar deficits for years and years to come.
What was amazing to me is the day after the president talked about spending in the State of the Union, there was the Senate passing through a nearly $2 trillion debt ceiling increase.
This is the second part of that debt two-step, where the House passed a small debt increase before Christmas. The Senate, of course, took it to over $14 trillion. For most Americans, that number is so staggering, it's hard to comprehend. What's even more frightening is the thought of adding $1 trillion more to that every year for the next decade, which is what the president's budget, left unchecked, will do. If we don't get serious about the deficit in deficit spending, I don't know that our dollar will be worth a darn. I think we'll fall farther behind other countries in recovering from the economy.
Another big amount of spending the president's folks have been talking about is $200 million or so for terrorist trials. Doesn't look like New York City is going to be the home of these trials, though, now, because Mayor Bloomberg appears to have reversed himself. So doesn't it just make sense to go back to the prison in Guantanamo to have these?
It's outrageous that, one, this president is treating these terrorist acts like they're criminal acts, like someone had a burglary, a robbery, or a murder. And more outrageous, the thought we would spend another $200 million, taxpayers' money, to do this trial, when we have a $200 million prison at Guantanamo, which is the perfect host for what should be military trials. So it's outrageous they're trying them this way. It's wrong to be spending $200 million more to do this. And again, I think this gives terrorists around the world a great platform to talk about what's wrong with America, and we'll be on trial again.
Meanwhile, many in our military are wondering, what was the president thinking when he decided to revive the whole don't ask, don't tell argument during the State of the Union address?
Military advisors I talk to who command real soldiers on the ground tell me there's no need to make the change at this point. They have a lot of challenges right now, including continued deployments that really are stretching our families thin, make sure they have the right weapons, the right mission and support from Congress. And they see this as just a major distraction. In truth, if you ask average Americans if changing don't ask, don't tell is a major priority for them or for this country, they'll tell you no. It's a distraction from jobs, from getting the spending under control, getting us back in the right direction again. I was surprised the president put the State of the Union.
Last but not least, Mr. Brady, looks like Secretary Geithner really took it on the chin last week in one House committee. And this week, he has to come before the Ways and Means Committee, and you're going to get a chance to ask him some questions. Do you think he's ready to make some answers available to the American people?
Well, probably not. I mean, Secretary Geithner took hits from both Republicans and Democrats last week. This week, he'll be testifying before the Ways and Means, and now he's got to defend the president's economic policies that have led us to staggering deficits, higher unemployment rates, and really no future growth at a time we're falling behind other countries. And there are a lot of promises the president made at the State of the Union, including that to make sure Americans could sell their products and goods around the world. I'm going to challenge Secretary Geithner about the president's promises and the likelihood, probably not likely, that he'll be able to keep them.